This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's start with a question for Mr. Scoggins. Excellent column, Star Tribune today on Sam Darnold. That's where we'll start. Kwesi and KOC call you. They invite you over to the big executive room. They must have some big executive room there at TCO, I assume. And they say, Chip, we're giving you the choice. Which quarterback next year gives us the best chance to win? Is it the Wonder Kid, J.J. McCarthy, or now proven veteran Sam Darnold? Next year, and you just wrote a column praising Sam Darnold, and I agree with it word for word. Next year, who has a chance to lead this team to more wins next year, Darnold or McCarthy?
Well, I think you have to go Darnold just because he's the proven thing at this point. We have no idea. We think we know what J.J. McCarthy's the upside that he has. He looked good in training camp, but that's training camp. Like, yep. we're seeing right now a quarterback in his prime. What's Sam Darnold, 27?
Yep.
In his prime.
Maybe just getting to it, considering the experience he's getting now.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Getting to his prime or in his prime with a coach slash coordinator slash play caller that is helping him reach his ceiling, his potential. So I think you'd absolutely go Darnold, but this whole thing is...
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because Darnold, I have to imagine, this is going to be fascinating. Well, you know, the rest of the season will kind of determine this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're another team, and let's say he continues on this, you know, trajectory, playing at this level, they get in the playoffs, maybe win a game or two,
yep,
maybe make a deep run. How many years are you willing to commit to him?
Well, and here's another thing that I raise with Dave. Okay, he's made pretty good money already. But, you know, no matter what, every time we go to free agency in any sport, Chip, what happens? The first few guys, you're just blown away. A couple people, maybe even Seifert did this already. He's by far the best quarterback who's going to be a free agent. So all of a sudden you're going to look, by the way, his former team, the Jets, they're going to probably need a quarterback. The Giants are going to need a quarterback. Now, how selective can he be? Can he find another place where they've got a pretty good offensive setup where he can flourish? Because if he doesn't have it, and it goes back to what the Jets were like early and what Carolina was like, does he just regress back to that guy? Who is he now at this point, if he doesn't have Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson, Jones, O'Connell. A couple good tackles, O'Connell, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's the point. I mean, what we talked about in leading into the season about this being the most ideal situation he could put himself into is
for sure
is playing out exactly the way we thought it could. But in saying that, yeah, you don't want to go to a bad situation and regret it because you're surrounded by inferior talent, bad coaching, whatever. But you know this sport, Chad. You only get so many bites at the apple
in terms of
the big contract, and
that's
so if the money is not comparable, it's a tough decision. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what kind of offers he gets as a free agent on the market because, you know, he is going to be 27, 28, whatever. And it's like, I don't know how many more big contracts he would get. And so,
and most teams aren't okay. Most teams looking for quarterback, they're not coming off an 11, 12 win season, right?
No.
So you can sit there and say, well, ideally it's big money and it's a really good situation. Well, that's what if guy retires or, you know, some difficult injury happens. So let's talk about yesterday. I actually came away fairly impressed by Arizona. I think Arizona's a pretty good team. I really do. And it's they're playing very good defense, and they're limiting the Vikings, and clearly Darnold was a part of that, right? If he's sharper, they're better. But you wrote about it. When it's 19-6 and they're facing, what are you going to do here? Three straight possessions they score. He's 12 for 17, 156 yards, two touchdowns, and three or four just fabulous throws.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean he's eliminated the lunkhead throw, because that still might happen. But we can go through five or six games this year, Chip, which we've talked about every Monday, where it's a drive where they're up by three and they needed to get another field goal or touchdown or drive when they were trailing or an OT with the Bears or the three drives yesterday. Late in games, he has been really good.
Yeah. And I agree with you on the Cardinals. I think Jonathan Gannon had a really good scheme, and both Darnold and Kevin O'Connell talked about afterwards. And a couple of things. It led to free runners. They confused the line in terms of picking up blitzers, and he got hit, three times just on free runners. They had to clean that up. And I thought he looked indecisive throwing against him in the first half. He kind of held the ball.
Yep.
It was hitching it, you know, trying to find. But to his credit, they figured out, Kevin O'Connell said, you know, he got a little more aggressive, a little more risk-reward with some of those throws. And you're right about the clutch. I keep thinking about the pass he had against San Francisco way back in week two where up the seam it was to, I think it was Naylor, where they had to have it. Like, that's those plays or drives are what O'Connell calls them, had to have it. Remember the Green Bay game where that game all of a sudden got tight, and now they need to have to go down and score to kind of stand the tide. He made some big-time throws to Justin Jefferson there. And so we've seen it time and again from him this year when the pressure kind of gets dialed up and a game it gets tense, that he's come through in a clutch for him. And so this hasn't just been a one- or two-thing occasion. He's done it time and time again. So, that, you know, that shows a little bit about his toughness, his mental toughness, and just the poise that he showed in those moments.
Well, as you were answering that, I was looking at the standings. And Dave and I discussed this first hour. And I said, where do you think he is? We both thought maybe about 10th best quarterback this year. I'll tell you what, I just looked again. I think he might even be a little bit higher, right? There's clearly four or five that are ahead of the pack. But he's in that next group. And that's a testament to him. And that's also a testament to O'Connell. So what do we want to say about O'Connell and the effect he has on winning close games? Alec Lewis from The Athletic had a great stat today on Twitter that you've had 388 games so far. 307 of those games, Chipper, decided by 8 points or less. I mean, so you throw in the 2-point conversion, that's, you know, that's a crazy number. So, you know, I know some of it evens out a little bit, but the first year it was what, 11-1? Last
11-0.
Year it was
11-0.
You're right. Then last year was kind of 500-ish, but a lot. And they've been great again this year. To say he's just a bystander for that, I think it's downplaying the effect he's having on these games.
Well, you know, and if you go back to 2022, I don't want to say that was smoke and mirrors, but it wasn't sustainable to have one of the worst defenses and win all one-score games.
Right.
That was
not
That was not the model you want. But I do think it speaks to O'Connell's ability to call the right plays in those situations and stay aggressive. And think about to yesterday, Chad, when they get the Cardinals get the ball to five, then they have a false start and then the intentional grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And Gannon played for just a field goal there. There were a couple times where it was third and long and he just ran up the middle to make the field goal a little bit closer. I'm like, but my colleague Mark Craig was sitting beside me. He's like, what is this, 1970? Like, you can't play that way because all these games are so close. And if you play for field goals down the stretch, you're going to lose.
So let's talk about that scenario at the end. They were in the red zone five times. They had one touchdown. So that key one with about 3:25-ish to go, they ran. It was one of the 500 throws McBride caught yesterday, the tight end. My God, he caught a lot of balls. He's got 24 catches the last two games, right? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now it's fourth and goal at the four. They're up by three. Okay, until the last 5 years, that's an automatic kick to field. Automatic.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Now with the modern numbers, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I'm watching the home, and Greg Olson is saying they should go for it here. Our boy Collar, for sure. I didn't even look at Twitter. I know Collar's saying,
you know how he feels.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. And also made a really good point because on that next drive after the field goal was kicked, when the Vikings had the fourth and seven and they would throw it to Jefferson and it would have been about a 50-yard field goal, if the Vikings are only down by three, they're kicking that field goal at that point, I believe.
Yes.
Right? And so then, okay, let's say Parker Romo, who finally missed, and he's been great since Reichert's been out. Well, then it's tied, and they got the ball back. So from the modern numbers, it was a mistake. Now, maybe Gannon's saying, hey, we're kind of stinking down here in the red zone, but he might have been playing a part in how conservative they were in the red zone.
Well, yeah, and it's just there's just too much evidence of when you leave quarterbacks that much time, and I know he has a lot of faith in his defense, like, and he should, but time and time again, when defenses leave, when the teams leave, you know, that much time on the clock, these offenses are so good because more than likely you're going to, you know, you play a little bit of prevent.
Yep.
You're not going to give up the big play down the field, and so you let the underneath stuff, and then next thing you know, they're in scoring territory. You know, I think about all the close games, and this kind of hit home when I was at Tennessee when the Vikings were there. We were covering that game, and they, you know, it wasn't clean. They didn't play great. They let Tennessee back in it. They won a close game, and people are mad. I'm like, this is the NFL.
That's
it. There's not blowouts. This is what the NFL is. I don't care what your record is. Look at it every week. There are games where you're like, wow, I didn't see that one coming, or that was a lot closer. That's what the NFL is. It's set up to be this way. And so
constantly,
the idea that teams should just be blowing teams out, I mean, Detroit does that a lot, but it just doesn't happen.
Not all the time. I mean, look at the Bears fiasco. Okay, I have one more Vikings question after this pause with Chip. Then I'm going to get to Gopher football. And I'm going to throw a number at him regarding Gopher men's basketball, which I think is going to surprise. Maybe it's not a surprise, but just kind of where the program is at. The great Chip Scoggins is here. Check him out on Twitter at Chip Scoggins. Read his excellent columns on a regular basis in the Star Tribune.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, we got to play Pardon Music today. That's our bumper music theme. We're back with Chip Scoggins. Okay, Thursday Night Football, great game. Packers and Lions in Detroit. Your Lions, obviously, with one loss. Your Vikings with two. The Packers with three. Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi, again, they call you again. They can't get enough of you. They call you again, and they say, who do we want to win this game? Do we want the Packers to win the game? So, Austin, if we beat Kirk, we're tied with the Lions. Are you going to say, we're not going to catch the Lions. Let's put the Packers a little bit further behind us. Let's beat, let's see Detroit beat Green Bay. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, Philadelphia is also 10-2, and they just went to Baltimore 1, and they are looking very, very good.
Yeah, I think as much as it probably pains people, if somebody asked me this question yesterday, and think about it, I think you got to try to get home field advantage as much as you can.
I do too. I agree.
I think you root for the Packers to win, and it would set up a heavyweight matchup in the last game.
Be great.
Potentially,
yeah.
Potentially, it'd be fun. But I just think these teams are so good, and not to say you can't go on the road to win, but I just think you're better off trying to get home field advantage as much as you can.
Kirk comes here. I assume he's starting off a god-awful performance. The Vikings get to decide if their offense or defense is introduced. We really don't do moments for players in football. Yeah. What's your guess on Mr. Cousins' reaction?
Oh, I think it's booze probably, right?
Yep, I do too.
Now, there'll be some cheers, but I think the booze will be louder. Yeah, that would be my guess, probably because of the way, you know, Darnold's playing, that helps it, right? And just there, you know, there's – I don't know. I'm trying to think. In my 25 years, who's been a more polarizing athlete in this town? And not for being a bad person, you know, love Kirk's personality and his character and all that, but just the contract, obviously. It's hard to, I mean, you have people that think he was, you know, never the problem, and it was the talent around him. And
it's a good point.
The other side said that the money prevented them from being, and he checked down with the season on the line, game on the line. So I tend to think he'll probably be more booze than cheers.
We visited this a little bit last week, but it makes even more sense now. Gopher football, if they convert a couple more plays, they absolutely destroy the Badgers. Man, the Badgers. Ooh,
yeah.
I thought Luke Fickell was a good hire, and he still might be, but man, they're not close right now. So Gophers manhandle the Badgers 24-7. They're 7-5, right? And as you said last week, that was such a good point, they avoided three heavyweights. So again, the Gopher diehards, when they beat the Badgers, it was as if they beat a top Barry Alvarez team, and they were headed for the Rose Bowl. And 7-5, when you don't play Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana, that has to be factored in. So let's play our 0-10 game, Chip. 0 was a disastrous season. 10, it was a flawless season. Where are you putting this Gopher football season right now? When they're looking, you know, Michigan beating Ohio State, and I know you like to plant your flag at your neighbor's house. You're obsessed with that. You cut the lawn, you go plant the flag.
Doing the plant, the flag.
It's so dumb. It's so stupid. It's a dumb flag and a logo.
We had like 10 brawls because of it in college football.
How about Matt Rhule telling the Nebraska players, don't shake Iowa's hands.
I know.
For the coin flip. It's so juvenile. It's unbelievable. Matt Rhule's an adult making like $10 million a year. This is going to get to him. Okay, 0-10. What number are you giving Gopher football so far?
I think six and a half.
I agree with
that.
You. That's it.
Like I wrote in my column, you know, nobody's going to throw a parade for 7-5, but just in terms of perception and having the fan base feel good about the ending of the season, at least that game was massive, and the way they did it and just dominate the Badgers. And you're right, they have a lot of issues to solve there, but it's a season where you look back and think, man, if they weren't so sloppy tackling and they didn't miss a field goal against North Carolina and whatever happened against Iowa in a second, I still can't figure that one out. But you can play – but you know what? And I've already heard that from fans, but you can play that game both ways because you look at that UCLA game.
For sure.
They went for it on third and whatever it was, and if that tight end that caught the pass would have gotten one more yard, the Gophers would have lost after PJ punted it there late. Mm-hmm. UCLA or USC here could have been a difference. So you can do that.
And they're not good, by the way.
No.
We're celebrating that game.
I would say six and a half. It was, you know, it wasn't a disaster. It was, you know, they had some really nice moments, some good wins. But I think you look back and like, man, a couple of those losses, it would have felt a lot different.
Well, I'll give you one loss you haven't mentioned yet. Don't throw it to the left tackle. Score late against Penn State. Beat the number three or four team. Then it's probably 7.5 to 8, right? If you're 8-4 and it includes beating the top five team, man, it's a different feeling. Okay, Gopher basketball. I mean, I don't know Bethune-Cookman's travel schedule, but scheduling a game at 2 o'clock when the Vikings are playing home, I hope our friends Johnson and Thorson had nothing to do with that. I hope there's some reason they were forced to have that game. I was told the student section, those folks who actually were in the building, the number was right around 30.
Oh boy.
Right around 30 students attended the Thriller with Bethune and Cookman.
Yeah, and that's attendances for the last couple years, as we know, has been an issue there. And they need that program to be successful. They need the money.
Yeah.
I wasn't here. I didn't live here when Gopher basketball was a hot ticket and everybody loved it.
It was
and
fun.
All that. And I've been at the barn a couple times where I felt like, one of the last couple years, I thought, I get it. I can see why the barn is fun when it's rocking. It's not rocking right now, and they need to figure out how to get it back to where it's just get it on the radar. The Gopher basketball just feels like it's so far off the radar right now.
If you asked a lot of Gopher fans and you said, who are the Gophers playing this week? I think there's plenty who would have no idea that they're playing Michigan State
on
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I've been saying for a decade plus, I get it. You don't have the money, but goodbye, Williams Arena. Build a new Williams Arena. I somehow think the only way to pull that off is, by the way, if Glenn keeps it, and by the way, we got to hear that decision somewhat soon, don't we?
I thought it was going to be quicker than this.
Yeah, right. If Glenn keeps it, I hear Glenn's telling a lot of people, how much money have I already put into this place? You know, whereas A-Rod and Lori, who both were at the game on Friday, I think they're more inclined to try for the new arena, you know, Market Square, Farmers Market, whatever. But are we really going to build two arenas? Could we somehow come up with some scenario where you built one basketball arena and both entities would play there?
Well, yeah, it would make sense. I mean, you have to, the main thing is just the nostalgia. If the Gophers are going to do that, they're going to have to get past that and say, yes, it was great and everyone loved it. But
it's been over.
It's a long time. And they've done, renovations and different things, but it's still it's not probably where you want to be and what you need in today's climate. So I don't know. That's something Mark Cole and administration is going to have to figure out if they want to proceed down that path.
It would help, too, if the average age in the lower bowl wasn't 97. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
We're boy toys in the lower bowl. The best item on the Thanksgiving meal for your family was?
I would say the dressing or green bean casserole.
Mm. Anything a little...
The turkey was good, too. The turkey was great, too. But if we're just talking about... everybody has... turkey. The sides, I'm a dressing guy. I love dressing, and I love green bean casserole.
What sort of pies do we have?
We had, pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's what I had. I can't remember. Do I have a cherry pie, too? But pumpkin pie, and then we had some kind of layered cake type thing. So
sounds like you were in a food coma at this point and weren't certain about the other foods.
Well, I had to leave early. I had to drive to Madison
in
the afternoon to get there for the early game. So it was a weird Thanksgiving for me, but we had all three kiddos home, and that was great, and got to spend some time with them when I got back. So I couldn't beat that. It was a great week.
Fabulous. We'll talk soon, and let's make the in-studio appearance happen sometime next couple of weeks, and we'll go get some chili at the Loom.
I'll call you.
All right, brother.
We'll set up. All right,
sounds good. Okay, speaking of Thanksgiving, I want to get to a few topics here. When is the day you're done with leftovers? When is the day? Today. Are you still having leftovers today? Have you had the leftovers every single day? Can you do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? And Dave, does that mean if you're having it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, does that mean lunch, dinner? You're just going to do lunch one day, dinner? I mean,
why not breakfast?
Why not breakfast?
I did it this morning.
What'd you have this morning for breakfast?
Turkey and gravy.
Turkey and gravy. Anything else or just that?
I think I added some grapes to it, but those weren't leftovers.
Wait a sec. The grapes were in the turkey and gravy?
No, no, no. No.
Thank
no.
God.
I'm saying I had
Thank
turkey
God.
And gravy and said, how about a fruit? I went to the fridge and grabbed some grapes.
Purple grapes, right?
Red grapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Red, purple, whatever.
The green grapes.
No. Green. Get my daughter asked for green grapes the other day.
Get rid of her.
I actually I sent her outside for 2 hours without a coat.
You've got another daughter. You've got another daughter. I mean, seriously, you cannot make that mistake. Okay. Where are you? I cut the cord yesterday because I was all over them. I was mainlining them.
You were loving Hunter's turkey. Good.
The turkey exceeded expectations. He made dressing, stuffing. He's filling at our house. Two fillings. The potatoes were good. The ham was exquisite. We had the foo-foo fancy pumpkin pie where Kathleen didn't leave a tip when they gave her the stink eye.
The $80 pumpkin
pie. Yeah, it was $190 pie or whatever the hell it was. Then I still got the pecan pie for statement purposes. Mm. So, yeah, I gained about 5,000 pounds. And I finally said yesterday, that's it. I'm cutting the cord. When do you cut the cord on leftovers? 35 past 2. Tell me through text 651-461-9226.